Ignition sequence start. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Liftoff.
Check, 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 check. I literally just create madness.
Boiler up.
I'm going to go off here.
They don't have a great quarterback.
I got to take a break. I'm getting in trouble.
To win the Big Ten, you first got to win the West.
Bad Bunny.
Have you heard his name in a while?
No.
Has it bothered you?
No. Defensively, they got to come in with some confidence.
Is that even analytics?
I am in a parking garage. I'm kind of lost.
Terrence Shannon, Matthew Meyer, RJ Melendez, Coleman Hawkins.
He's dropping presentations all over.
I didn't come here to go 5-7.
I'm so proud of Illinois football right now.
I'm so tired of Joel Embiid.
We're not taking Patrick Corbin.
I want to bet the Bears.
Oh.
You are Reba McEntire's niece.
Roshan Russell.
Coach Bielma.
You no longer a salute to yourself.
What?
We got all kinds of things for you here.
There's a lot of glass.
Oh.
Guys, we have breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's the drive.
Smack dogs. Ryan Lieber loves that. That originated down at SIU because we are the dogs, and that's all I'll leave it at. Only my close friends understand the smack dog, and I don't even know if Kyle does.
I don't.
You don't? Okay, that's good. That's good. Maybe I'll fill you in off the air on that. All right, I mentioned Ryan. Ryan Lieber's going to join us here in just a jiffy. What a word. That's a peanut butter, I think. He's a Cub guy, man. He's known all about the Cubbies. Kyle, I know you're itching to ask him some questions. And I cannot wait for baseball. This is how bad it is. This is how bad Illinois played last night, Ryan Lieber, when I wanted to talk Cubs today. Can you believe that?
What is going on in Champaign-Urbana? I don't get it.
It's called inconsistency to the highest level where they can beat UCLA, Texas. You know, they look great against Rutgers, and then they fall on their face. It's just a lot of inconsistency. And, Ryan, you're a guy that has covered sports for most of your life. I think it's the new wave that we're in with college sports. I mean, you get – like this Illinois team has 5 or 6 guys on this squad now between freshmen and transfers that have never played together. Now, you'd think 25 games in they'd be – somewhat consistent, but they just aren't. That might be what we need to be used to here in the future.
No, you're totally right about that. And the transfer portal is going to change the landscape of college basketball, right? Like, we're talking about programs, as you mentioned, like Illinois, Kentucky, who are basically not even really sniffing the NCAA tournament right now. So that just goes to show you, like, the young players, like freshmen, and then you have the different players constantly changing schools. It's really, you know, throwing a lot of coaches for a loop, whereas then you see these mid-major schools. Let's take our alma mater, for instance,
right,
Juan.
Right.
We've won 20 games now this year. There's cohesion and consistency with that roster.
Amen.
Because those guys have been there for a long time, and I think that has changed the way we look at college basketball from a mid-major standpoint and why we see a lot of, if you want to call them blue bloods or teams that you would think would be better, are clearly struggling because of just all the changes that are going on throughout that roster.
Excellent answer, Ryan. Excellent answer. It's amazing that a guy that was smart enough to go to Southern is a Cubs fan. But listen, I'm gonna let that slide.
Thank you. So am I.
I love it. Ryan Lieber is our guest. We're talking Cubs baseball with him. Before Kyle gets nitty-gritty with you, and I know he's going to get really, really nitty-gritty with you about this offseason and the moves, which I've liked. I've liked what the Cubs have done. But isn't it just nice to know baseball is back?
It really is. And, you know, I do live in South Florida line where the Cardinals train and the Marlins are here and the Nationals and the Astros. So there's certainly a big vibe that's now starting to happen here in the area when the players start reporting and you know that the games are right around the corner. And yeah, I mean, it's here. Like, it's just, you, I think especially when you're back in the Midwest where I grew up and of course went to college,
right?
It's different because it like allows you to feel like the weather is about to get better. And so it gives you that small hope that even though it's February right now, you figure, okay, I just got to ride it out for a few more months, and then I can put on my shorts again, and then you're all set to go.
Amen. And, of course, Ryan, as you know, I have my shorts on. Although it's beautiful. It's like 60 degrees here today. We've had some weird February weather that I'm sure in April will have snow store, you know, snow. And that's just how it works around here. So, all right. Well, listen, I'm going to get to one question, and I don't mean – I'm not doing this on purpose, but I haven't had a chance to talk to you since Wilson Contreras switched – uniforms and now in a Cardinals uniform. In fact, Kyle has been so good, Ryan, joining Derek and I and helping us out, and he's been incredible on the air for us. But today he said he would quit because I was going to run a loop for an hour of Wilson Contreras just taking batting practice. Like, that's all you'd hear is just hitting the ball. But now that he said he threatened to quit, what's that?
You're lucky I'm still
exactly
here.
But yeah, so I couldn't even do it now. But before Kyle gets nitty-gritty, and I'm going to let him, what about Wilson moving to St. Louis? Obviously, that is a guy that I'm even mad at the Cubs, because I always said, and people that listen to the show would understand and they would believe me, that you can't get rid of your catcher. You can't get rid of that guy because he's the heart and soul of this team, especially once everybody else left. What did you think of that? And personally, how do you think he'll do with the Cardinals?
Yeah, I mean, you nailed it, Lon. The Cubs have no one to blame but themselves for this move, and they got exactly what they deserved, right? They let the heart and soul of this team from last season, arguably the captain of the team, walk over to their bitter rivals to now punish them, essentially, is what's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Wilson Contreras has been nothing but loyal to this organization for as many years as he has been there, I want to say 2015. And then he walks off and he decides, you know what? I've always wanted to be a part of a great organization. I mean, even the things that he said at his introductory press conference, talking about how much he appreciates this Cardinals organization and they do things right and the chance to replace his idol and Yadi Molina. Like, it just, it makes you cringe. But at the end of the day, I sit here and I say, I'm happy for Wilson because he is getting and going to a place where he is going to be appreciated. As I have said before on your program many times, I have so much respect for the St. Louis Cardinals organization that drives me insane that the Cubs cannot duplicate what the Cardinals do on a year-in and year-out basis. And the Cubs have no one to blame but themselves, and there is a part of me that honestly it might be deserving to see Wilson come back and do damage to this organization for what they did to him. So as a Cub fan, on one side, I'm obviously disappointed because I wanted to see Wilson stay with the organization. But on the other side, I sit there and I go, you know what? I want to see Wilson come back and succeed because maybe it'll light a fire under this Cubs organization to do better and to allow themselves to focus on players that really do want to be here and build around them. And so far, we're not seeing that. So I'm hoping that can change maybe a little bit going into this year and moving forward.
Great call.
Ryan, I want to get your thoughts on the Cubs offseason overall now that we sit here on the first day of spring training, adding Dansby Swanson, adding Bellinger, Mancini, Tyone, some guys in the bullpen. Do you think they did enough to truly be a much improved baseball team from last year?
I think, Kyle, they're improved. I do think that they're going to be a better team than last year. Now, do I think they're still going to be able to contend in the NL Central? I still think the Cardinals are going to win the division this year. And I have to be honest, I still think the Brewers are better than the Cubs right now on paper. You know, certainly things can change, and obviously, you know, you got to let the season play out. But, of course, we know the Pirates and the Reds are going nowhere. So that's the only reason why I give the Cubs the opportunity to play for third place. Do I think they could play for second place? Yes. But if you were to ask me today where I think the pecking order is, I still say St. Louis is on top of this division. And I still feel like, even with the Brewers losing some key players, I still think they have great pitching in that division. And they are, you know, better than the Cubs right now. But no doubt in my mind, the Cubs definitely improved themselves from a pitching standpoint. They improved themselves offensively, picking up, as you mentioned, Hosmer and Swanson. I think, you know, I don't know how much faith I have in Cody Bellinger, to tell you the truth. I don't feel like because he leaves the Dodgers, which is an organization that does everything right, that the Cubs are somehow going to figure out why Cody Bellinger went from being an MVP candidate to a basically a guy who can barely hit over the Mendoza line. So I don't know what we're going to see from him. I really believe it's going to be up to the young players that are going to have to make an impact for this Cubs team if they're going to be over the top this year than they were last year.
Sticking to that, on some of those younger guys, I know today Jed Hoyer said that Kyle Hendricks is going to start the year on the IL in all likelihood, which leaves a little bit of a hole in the rotation. Do you think that the Cubs have enough depth there pitching-wise with some of the young guys that they have, with Wisniewski and Keegan Thompson and some of those guys? Or do you think that maybe they should have done a little bit more in that area?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big key, Kyle, here is who was out there that they really could have reasonably gotten, right? Like, they weren't going to be getting the big names. I think we can agree on that. Were there other guys out there that made sense? Possibly. But I also think that the Cubs are still in that mode where they're trying to figure out, yes, we want to be more competitive and be better, but at the same time, we want to make sure, as you mentioned, some of these younger guys get an opportunity to put themselves out there, and you know, we can see what we have in them. So this is going to be their chance. They don't have Hendricks for an extended period of time. We'll see how long he's out for and what that's going to look like. So this is going to be a chance for some of those younger guys to get those reps and to get some starts and to throw a little bit, and maybe we'll see what we have with this team, and maybe they'll surprise us, and there can be an opportunity where we can potentially look at a guy and say, wow, I didn't see that coming, and now there's a guy in the rotation that fills a hole and, you know, could potentially be even better for the, you know, coming years.
That's a great point. Ryan Lieber talking Cubs with us on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line. That's the thing, Ryan. At least they're interesting now. I'm taking that from a Cardinals standpoint. Like, you know, again, I've even said that the things that have happened lately with the Cubs, I'm even mad at. But at least with some of these moves, like you mentioned Bellinger, and I'm with you. Like, I'm guessing his better days are behind him. But it's interesting to see if he could maybe get a little bit of magic back for a season.
No, you're 100% right about that, right? So, and I honestly thought the Swanson contract, all things considered, it was a great contract,
yes.
Right? I mean, we're seeing these ridiculous contracts being signed in the offseason for 13 years and, you know, $290 million. The Cubs, if you think about it, got a reasonably priced deal with Dansby Swanson.
Yep.
So I'm okay with what they did there. And you mentioned, you know, earlier, Kyle, the Hosmer pickup. You know, they now have Trey Mancini. Sia Suzuki hopefully will be healthy for the full year. And then you plug in those guys, those other guys, like you mentioned, with Ian Happ, Nico Horner. This is a team that I think, like you said, Lon, they could be interesting and they could be at least fun to watch this year,
yes,
right? So that's
yes.
why I say, if you had to ask me today where I think they'll be, I still say they're in that middle of the pack. But
yeah.
I'm leaving it open to say, look, like, they could surprise a lot of people. They could be better than the Brewers. I don't think they're as good as the Cardinals, but it wouldn't – let's just put it this way. I should say, it would shock me if they won the division this
year. Would agree.
But I guess I could see them being a team that could finish at least, you know, 10 games potentially over 500. Yeah. That would not shock me.
No, not at all. This is how bad my betting is in life, Ryan, because I know you want to know. Trey Mancini – I think was one of my three victories in gambling the entire baseball season last year. He had a hit that got me a victory. So that's just how bad it is. Like, if you can remember literally that Trey Mancini was the reason you want to bet, that's when you know you don't win a lot of bets. So
or look at it the other way. The fact that you dug that deep down for a bet with Trey Mancini shows you may need to call a gambling hotline, Lon, to figure out exactly what the heck you're doing right now.
For some reason, it always flashes up on my phone. If you need help, call this 800 number, Lon. And I'm like, whoa, it's even saying personally to Lon. That's horrible. All right, I want to ask you about Tucker Barnhart. I asked you about Wilson, so I got to be fair. I've always kind of enjoyed Tucker Barnhart as a catcher. What do you think he'll do? What do you think he'll be able to provide for this Cubby squad this season?
Well, he's certainly a veteran guy who, you know, can handle a pitching staff. And obviously, he's just kind of keeping the seat warm right now for, you know, some guys in the minors that are eventually going to be coming up. So is he a guy that I think is going to make a major impact? Probably not. I think, again, you know, he's not somebody you would look at and say, well, he puts up some pretty solid offensive numbers. That is certainly not the case. But I think he's somebody that is just kind of a seat warmer, right? He's hopefully going to be able to handle the pitching staff, be able to be a placeholder in the sense that, you know, eventually the Cubs are going to develop a better catcher for the future, that they do have some guys in the minors that can ultimately help them. And, you know, this is just strictly a move to hopefully, you know, have a guy who can keep a steady hand. He's been in the league for a while, understands the game, and, you know, can be hopefully a good defensive presence as well. You're not going to be as good as Wilson Contreras,
sure,
that's for
sure.
Certain. But if at least somebody who can man behind the plate and protect, you know, the runners and make sure that they're not, you know, stealing on you too often and that you can handle that pitching staff.
Perfect.
Ryan, I know a big story coming out of Cubs spring training right now is extensions and trying to make progress on maybe extending an Ian Happ or a Nico Horner. And this is obviously an area that the Cubs front office has caused some frustrations here of late. How important do you think it is to lock up those two guys long term? And do you think they'll have enough motivation to get it done with one or both of those guys?
Yeah, I mean, that's the million-dollar question, right? Because as we've seen, this is not an organization that normally is signing guys to extensions prior to spring training or during the season. I mean, it's either going to happen in the offseason or it's not going to happen at all. If I was a betting man, Kyle, I think right now the guy you're looking at that probably would get the extension is Nico Horner. I mean, he certainly is – improved himself so much.
Yep.
You know, he's going to be the starting second baseman. I don't think Nick Madrigal is really going to be the guy who unfortunately showed so much promise when he was with the White Sox. And you thought that was the guy who the Cubs got in that Kimbrel deal that was ultimately going to, you know, be a future cornerstone for this team and is not. As far as Ian Happ goes, you know, here's the thing, right? So the Cubs now have kind of a glut of outfielders in their minors who they're going to be bringing up. They got Brendan Davis. They got Pete Crow Armstrong. So where does Ian Happ fill in, or where does he fit in more, I should say, in the scheme of things, right, long term? That's what I think the Cubs are trying to figure out right now, because if Happ is not your answer and you ultimately know that you have these guys in the minors who you really are hoping are going to develop into your future, and you got Suzuki as well,
yeah,
does that mean Happ's expendable at this point? And then do you decide, okay, maybe this is somebody we can use as a trade piece, and possibly get back, you know, some young guys in return. So I would say right now Horner's going to probably be resigned, or I would think the Cubs would resign him. You never know. But Happ, I would say, is the one that I don't see long-term in a Cubs uniform.
One more, now that you mentioned some of those.
I'd be all right, by the way, if Ian Happ wasn't busting home runs against the Cardinals. I'd be fine with that.
He does show up against the Cardinals.
Right?
He totally does. Isn't that funny how every team – like, I could go down the list of all the Central teams, and Ryan, you could say, like, if I said the Pirates, you'd be like, oh, well, that's blah, blah, who kills us. You know, it's just funny how that works. It seems like there's always that nemesis on every team.
Always one guy, right? It's always one guy. I mean, listen, I think Cubs fans are just happy. Even Pujols at 43 years old, he was still killing the Cubs. I think the Cubs were just happy. He finally just said, okay, we're done here. Okay. Like, thank you. Thank you.
That's good. All right, go ahead.
By the way, can I just bring this up really quick? We were talking about Wilson Contreras. You know, I'm curious what you guys think. The big story that I have been actually excited about for you guys, and I've kind of had like mixed feelings about, what about Chip coming over to the Cardinals?
Oh, my.
And now the new broadcaster, former Cub broadcaster, Harry Carey III, now coming to be the Cardinals broadcaster again. Like, I don't know why, Lon. Maybe I'm just, like, weird like this because you and I were just, like, those broadcasting nerds.
Right.
I was, like, so into this story. I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I was, like, intrigued by this whole move of Chip moving from the Braves to the Cardinals, and he's a former Cub broadcaster. No, I don't know. What do you guys think?
It's so true. You know, and unfortunately, of course, Dan McLaughlin, that's just that's a terrible thing, and he obviously came out on Twitter and released a statement and, you know, basically just said, look, this is my fault, and, you know, I've shamed myself, and 25, I think it was going to be his 25th year. I mean, so Cardinals fans, we understand why that had to be done, but obviously we're going to miss Dan. He's done a lot of great calls, and he's kind of a guy that I've grown to learn, or, you know, or grown to appreciate that when I hear his voice, I hear Cardinals baseball. I've always admired Chip Carey, and of course, it's kind of a cool thing with the legacy of Harry. Now, I know Skip didn't ever, I don't think, work for the Cardinals. He was more with the Atlanta Braves. But Chip Carey is, I mean, I didn't even think about him. And then when all of a sudden that news broke, I was like, whoa, that's a really good signing by the Cardinals and by Bally to get him aboard. And yeah, it is kind of a weird thought process to think that he did the Cubbies, but you know, so did his grandpa, right? Harry did the Cardinals forever and then switched over to the Cubs. And I know there are people, in fact, we just had a guy in here, Rick Schmidt, who's a Hall of Famer at Illinois basketball. He just basically said, I was a Cardinals fan because of Harry Carey, and then he went to the White Sox, and I became a Sox fan. Then he went to the Cubs, I became a Cubs fan. I mean, it's amazing how that can really bring in, you know, fans because of one person as an announcer, and I think that's awesome. And, you know, last year, Ryan, was the first time in my life that Jack Buck or Mike Shannon were not broadcasting Cardinals baseball. Is that amazing? I mean, the first time in my life, and I'm not young anymore. So yeah. It was kind of a weird thing last year, you know, to have that happen. And then all of a sudden with Dan getting in trouble again, and now the story with Chip. Yeah, I think it's going to be weird. I'm not going to lie to you. The first few times I hear Chip, I'm just going to be like, what are we doing here? But I think he's very good, as you know, and I think you would agree.
Yeah, no, I do. And I've always liked Chip, and I know he got, he was given a really hard time when he was with the Cubs. And for, you know, those who may not know the story of the fallout when he left Chicago, obviously there were players that were complaining about the calls he and Steve Stone were making, which I found ridiculous. And Dusty Baker at the time was complaining. I thought it was so silly. I always liked Chip. I always felt like, look, for people who thought he was going to be like his grandfather or his dad, he's not. He is a completely different announcer, which is perfect. And I'm sure Joe Buck went through the same thing with his father when he was the broadcaster for the Cardinals. So I just think there's such great symmetry to the story. You love seeing stories like this.
Yes.
And as you and I, being broadcasters for as long as we have been, it's just kind of a cool look. And I just thought it was a really kind of neat story. As you said, I think I was shocked, just like everybody else, as you had mentioned, that you didn't even think that Chip Carey would be a guy they would consider, but he fits the criteria perfectly of what the Cardinals were looking for. A homegrown guy who grew up in St. Louis, who's from the area, his mom still lives in St. Louis. It was like a perfect hire. Like, and as you mentioned, at the cost of, you know, what happened with Dan McLaughlin, of course, and unfortunate situation that happened there, I think they hit a home run getting Chip. And I think Cardinal fans are going to be very happy with getting a guy like him on the broadcast. And hopefully he's there for a long time.
Man, has this been refreshing, talking baseball with Ryan Lieber. Even the Cubs. I was happy to do it today. Ryan, I think you're not on the Gulf side. I assume you were okay through that hurricane.
Yes, we were good. Thankfully, knock on wood, no hurricanes. So we have been able to dodge those. We're on the East Coast, so that's helpful. And Lon, I always tell this to you every time I come on. Now that there's spring training, I always invite you to come down, and I will take you to a Cardinals spring training game, and we will go together. I don't know if you've ever been to Jupiter before.
I have.
I will be happy. Okay, well, I would be happy to bring you to another game anytime. So you let me know, and the tickets are on me.
Ryan, that would be incredible. And I'm just going to flat out, I'm going to be fully transparent. Give me two more years, because Andrew's a sophomore right now, and basketball leads right into baseball. And, you know, I mean, you understand that. I would never want to miss his games. But in 2 years when he graduates, I don't know what the heck I'm going to be doing. Like, I'll be, like, just walking the streets here in Philo, and people will be like, oh, Lon's walking again. Somebody go help him.
Yeah. He's mumbling to himself again. What is that guy doing? He's on the phone with his bookie betting on Trey Mancini again.
That's so true. But listen, I appreciate more than you know that offer. And in fact, the only reason I've been to Jupiter is in 2011. We had started this radio show in 2010. Jeremy Werner and I started the Tay and Jay show. And in 11, Stevie J said, I'm sending you guys to spring training. You're going to do three shows down at Jupiter. So we were in the booth right next to KMOX. Got a chance to meet Kevin Wheeler, who still comes on with us all the time. Had a chance to meet John Rooney, who has occasionally popped on with us. It was a cool event. And a friend of mine, Jody Eversole, was very good friends with Lou Brock, like dear friends with Lou Brock. And he set Lou up to come up into our booth for an hour during a after a spring training game, and I remember Kevin Wheeler from Camo X slides the glass open and goes, "How the hell did you get Lou Brock for an hour?" I'm like, "Well, you just got to know people, Kevin, you know." So, so I have been to that location, but certainly I will take you up on that. I promise. Give me two more years, and I promise I'm going to take you up on it, Ryan.
Done. Lon, anytime. You know that, man. I love you. You're a great guy, and I always enjoy coming out with you. And baseball's here. Let's enjoy it,
gentlemen. Let's go.
Let's let the season unfold, and let's hope for a good one. Another 2023 season is upon us.
I love it. And tell Chad to settle down. We're going to get him on next. It's his turn next. That's how I got to do this. So I'm friends with both of you, so I got to give you each a turn. So he'll be like, "Why are you on?" No, I'm kidding. He's a good guy. We all know that. Ryan, I'll talk to you soon.
You got it, Lon. Kyle, enjoy it as always. Take care, guys.
See you, buddy. Ryan Lieber, great stuff, man. He is a great guest and obviously a professional in this business. He trained in this business at SIU. He and Chad Gordon, they have done a podcast in the past, and it's called Friendly Confines. So if you are a new Cubs fan, I'm sorry, if you're a Cubs fan new to our show, they're not doing any new podcast right now, but Kyle, you will love these podcasts. Now, you know, they're dated a little bit, obviously, but the way they do it, which is so cool, they take it in innings. Like the first inning, they talk about, you know, I'm making this up, Anthony Rizzo and his glove work or something. And then the seventh inning stretch is when they would have guests on. Like, they had huge guests like Chip Carey and just, I don't know, there are people from all over baseball and such would come on and join them. They did an amazing job. And I know they're kind of in limbo right now. They both now work outside of this business, and they both have unbelievable jobs. One's on the West Coast, Chad. Ryan, as he mentioned, is down in South Florida. But they're hoping to get back together to start resurrecting these podcasts. But certainly, if you're a Cubs fan and want to dig into a little history, which, Kyle, would be kind of cool for you, right?
Absolutely.
Especially that World Series year. You could go back and listen to all their podcasts from that year, and I think you'd really get a kick out of it because they just did a great job with it. So that was fun. Tomorrow, by the way, Cardinals fans, we're like, you know, Republican, Democrat. We got to give each a fair shake. Tomorrow we're going to visit with Jeff Jones, Belleville News Democrat. He is in Jupiter right now covering the Cardinals. So we Piper and I'll handle that one. We won't make you talk Cardinals. Is that cool, Kyle?
That's very cool.
I'm glad
I don't want to hear any more about Wilson Contreras. I'm just waiting for April to come around, and I already know he's going to hit 400 with 15 homers against the Cubs this year, so I'll be tortured enough at that point.
Isn't it horrible? Like, that's how we do it. Like, it's almost like, okay, that guy's going to kill us, and I'm just already ready for it.
Oh, if Wilson Contreras doesn't hit 18 homers against the Cubs this year, I'll be stunned.
Isn't it crazy, too, this World Baseball Classic? Like, right now,
I'm kind of excited for
that. Right now, and, like, I'm just speaking personally for the Cardinals, I think they got, like, it seems like they have, like, 18 guys playing in this thing, literally. And, you know, you got guys like Adam Wainwright, Nolan Arenado. These guys are already, you know, Tommy Edmonds playing for Japan. Lars Nootbaar is playing for Japan. Tyler O'Neill's playing for Canada. You've got all these guys that are already in camp early, getting themselves ready for the World Baseball Classic, and then they get out the door to go play, and then you get a bunch of guys like Jordan Walker, and I know the Cubs have a lot of young kids as well that will get a great chance then to get a ton of at-bats in spring training to kind of show what they're made of. And a guy like, personally for the Cardinals, like Jordan Walker, I think he's a guy that's going to earn a spot on this big league roster leaving Jupiter, and I'm fine with having him on that. But there's just little things like that that are going to give guys a chance to earn spots. Miles Michaelis will be gone. Adam Wainwright will be gone. Those are innings in spring training that you're not going to get out of them, so you got to throw another pitcher up there that's going to get a chance to be looked at by all the big league guys. So I just think it's kind of a cool thing. This World Baseball Classic, is every 2 years, or is it four?
Four?
I think it is four. It seems like it's been 4 years since that, but I could be wrong. I know the Ryder Cup's every two. I think the World Baseball Classic is like four.
The last one, I believe, was in 2017.
Okay.
And then there's been a little extra gap because of COVID.
Ah, that makes sense.
So it's finally coming back this year.
I remember that last one, Yadi Molina and Javi Baez or something
there
teamed
was an
up,
awesome,
right?
Javi had a no-look tag off of a Molina throw. That was fantastic.
You know what I loved about Javi? Javi Baez, like, first of all, I thought he was expendable for the Cubs because I couldn't stand that he'd strike out 500 times a year. I'm pushing that up a little bit.
That was an opinion that I think was shared by some Cubs fans. Of all the guys that they were selling off there, and not to say that Baez wasn't a fan favorite, an awesome player. I mean, he was great.
Incredible.
But I think people were like, okay, we can. I don't know if I want to give this guy $180 million in an extension.
For him to strike out so often. Was he the key to that World Series season? Because it seemed like, you know, you knew how good Rizzo was going to be. You knew how good Bryant was going to be. You knew how good Contreras was going to be. And it's almost like we have this idea that Baez could be a star. And he really did become a star that year. He really did.
So his breakout year was the year after that.
Gotcha.
You know what? The year he finished it in the top two in MVP was 2018.
Okay.
So it was 2 years later. But he had a great year in 2017. 2016, he was still kind of...
We were learning about him.
Right. He wasn't an everyday player. He got a lot of at-bats. But in the playoffs, he did have some good moments. Game one against the Giants in 2016 where he hit the home run off Johnny Cueto is one that is an iconic Cubs moment and will always be. I don't know. He didn't really make his mark until a little bit after the World Series, but he was definitely an important piece there, and he started to come on there late in that season.
Boy, two guys with some bravado, Johnny Cueto and, oh my gosh, who were we just talking about?
Javier Baez.
I mean, wow, that's how quick when you get old you forget things. I mean, two guys that don't mind showing off out there, and for that to happen. I did love, like, Baez, you could look at and be like, you're so cocky. I never hated him. Like, I loved when he would get the throw down from the catcher and, like, be pointing at the catcher before the ball even got to him.
That was the Yachty play in the World Baseball Classic. He was pointing at him before the ball even got there.
He's literally, like, telling Yachty, great throw, and he hasn't even caught it to make the tag yet. And you're just like, that is entertainment right there. Sign me up for that all day. Sign me up for that all day. All right, when we come back, we'll hear a little bit from Brad Underwood. Yeah. See, we had talked baseball.
He wasn't super talkative last night.
No, we talked baseball, and it kind of all of us just kind of forgot about Illinois. Like, the text stopped.
Yep.
I did get a good text. We, 217 on the U of I Atlantic Lake text line, just started hour one on Podbean. Quote, thanks, Kyle.
You're welcome.
They don't know that I didn't do that.
They do.
Okay, they do.
You've said before. You've said before you don't even know how to do it.
You're right. All right, good call. Yep. You called me out. She said Notre Dame needs to hire Shrewsbury, hell of a coach and a guy with Indiana ties. P.S. is Jalen Pickett related to Javon Pickett? Hope we're done playing the Picketts. I don't think there's a relationship.
No relation there.
But certainly both Picketts have done damage against you in their college careers. There's no doubt. No doubt about that. In fact, Pickett, did he play for Missouri this year?
I think last year was his last year.
Yeah, that's what I think. Yeah, I think you're right. Otherwise, you're 0-3 against the Pickets this year.
Oh, geez. That's a good point about Shrewsbury, though. I kind of like him. I think he's going to get a bigger job here soon.
I do, too. I think he's a coach that if you give him the talent, and I think Penn State's got some, if you give him the talent, who knows what can happen. But again, Penn State's 6-9 in the Big Ten. So I'm not going to sit here and just gush about the Nittany Lions all of a sudden. Although certainly they've made you look bad. We'll hear from Brad next. Fun to visit with Ryan Lieber on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line. It is The Drive.
Illini fans, your place to pregame is Pia's, with great drink specials and food before Illinois hits the basketball court at the State Farm Center. Take the free Illini shuttle, leaving 30 minutes before each home game. Get there early to ensure your seat because Pia's free Illini shuttle only makes one run. Stay in good spirits with your plastic cup on the bus on the way to the game. It's Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Go Illini!
Hey, it's Stevie J. We have a Stever offer for you, the program where I, Stevie J, give you my money and you, wonderful person, spend it and keep it. All right, today from PDR Automotive, you heard me talking about John Marshall, the owner. of PDR Automotive. Honest, talented, great staff. They can fix your car, truck, van, whatever automobile you have. Today's Stever offer, I'll give you a complete vehicle safety inspection, which is about $100, and then I'll give you another $100 to get whatever you might need fixed. $100 toward repair. The complete vehicle safety inspection. Why not? I'll pay for it. And then if you need stuff, I'll give you another $100 toward anything that might need done. That's your Stever offer from PDR Automotive. So all you have to do is go to GoStever.com, click accept. GoStever.com, click accept if you're interested. You're getting an email tonight if you're a winner. PDR Automotive, GoStever.com, click accept, and good luck.
Invested in our community since 1908. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana. Maybe you've attended an event at one of the more than 50 organizations First Federal supported last year. We help make our community a better place, and we invite you to visit us and discover better banking for yourself. Experience the exceptional, friendly service from our knowledgeable staff. Speak with real people, not a recording during business hours. We're never too busy for you. Hey, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try. We think you'll love it here. 356bank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. NMLS 435120.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Winter is in full swing and at Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, they want to help you upgrade and save. When you buy a Lennox home comfort system, you get a choice. Decide between a free water heater or a $500 Visa gift card. No qualifications necessary and 0% financing is available. Give Dogtown a call today at 217-841-4728. Schedule a free in-home consultation and take advantage of this great sale. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Hi, it's Stevie J. Start your day with me along with Diane Ducey, weekday morning 7 to 9 here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Good old fashioned, taken out to the woodshed and got our tail kicked. They're good. Like I said all along, I really like Shrews team and they're old. They're so old. You know, they execute, they run great offense and don't show up to play with much bite or much fight. This is what happens in the Big Ten. You know, you.
Yes, it is. Getting his tail whipped. It is The Drive on ESPN 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper joined us first hour on the Dick Van Dyke Appliance World phone line. You'll hear that again next hour. So if you miss Pipes, you'll get him next hour. How about that? He's working overtime today. He's going to do the interview twice, and I bet we ask the same questions, and he answers with the same answers. That's how skilled we are.
It is.
I mean, it's amazing that, so you need to be remembering what you asked, down to the if you said it.
I'm confident in that. Okay. I got it down. You'll hear the same exact questions.
So you will hear Pipes next hour as well. It was fun to talk baseball there. And again, Cardinals fans will talk to Jeff Jones tomorrow. By the way, Countdown to Opening Day has been a show that we've been able to air every Wednesday night. It's a Cardinals show. Obviously, we are the Cardinals station here in the Champaign-Urbana, Central Illinois area, and we love the idea that we are. You'll hear Cardinals baseball right here on 93.5. You'll hear Cubs baseball. Is that on 105.9? This is embarrassing. I believe it's on 105.9.
I think so.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe all of a sudden I've forgotten that. I will double check that. You will hear on either 95.3 or 105.9 Cubs baseball this season as well. And what I love about it, like with the Cardinals, you get the pregame, you get the postgame, which is really awesome. I know that gets tedious probably in game 84, let's say, but there are a lot of big games that occur, and especially late in the season, where I love hearing the pregame and I love hearing the postgame for those guys to talk. All right, Brad Underwood. As you can tell, not very happy.
Who would be?
Right, exactly. He only met for like 6 minutes. I've got about 3.5 of him after this game last night against Penn State, Illinois losing 93-81.
Brad, Pickett usually doesn't hit that many threes. How much more dangerous is he when he's able to get it going?
He probably does that. You know, and then you can keep the ball for, you know, you can keep the ball for 20 seconds. You know, I mean, we had a 14-second possession in the game at our place. And, you know, it's not the NBA where they have a 5-second rule, you know, allowing you to back in. And, you know, it becomes impossible to guard because he can just hold the ball all night. And, you know, college basketball, in my opinion, needs to look at that rule. You know, when your guy can keep the ball and you can't guard it, he turns his back and you can't touch him. And then when he makes threes, we let him walk into the first two. We went under him, and then we didn't even try to close out. That hasn't been us. But again, I'm not taking anything away from them. They were great tonight, and they probably would have beat the Celtics.
Brad, I mean, defense the last 10 games has been pretty good. I mean, was it just the effort tonight, or were there some other deficiencies?
Oh, there's some communication issues, and I thought we showed some youth tonight and inexperience. We tried to do we tried to push up a little bit on funk screens with him, but you got to really communicate that. You got to be very vocal with that, and we blew almost every one of them. We didn't practice it for a couple of days, but and you combine that with how good they are. You know, you pick your poison with this team, whether you want to let them make threes or, you know, pick at the post but, you know, and then we shot horrendously from the three, so that didn't help either.
You got back to doing some switching. Did they force you to do that?
Yeah.
Were you trying to find an answer to with that?
Yeah, they that's their whole deal. That's why they're really hard to guard. Why it's really hard to guard to play little guards. Okay, and you pick your poison who you want to put them on. You know, our debate all week was, do we put, you know, Jaden and Sincere on Dredd, you know, or their big guy, because they force you to switch because Funk is an elite screener, and then he blurs a lot. And, you know, they force you to handle that switch. The three times we didn't, he shot naked layups. And so, I mean, they do as much guard-on-guard screening because of Pickett than anybody in the country. And then when you can keep the ball all night and never have to give it up, you know, and if you blitz him, you know, he passes it out. And I think they're one of the best teams in the country and lowest turnover rate out of double teams. So good offensive team, you know, it's a really good offensive team. But I think we missed 20 shots in the first half. We had one offensive rebound. So I'll tell you where our effort and our mental capacity was today.
Yes. News before the game that Zach was leaving the program, going back to France. Was that a sudden thing, or how did that go?
Very. And, you know, it's what you deal with, you know, some international kids and having the opportunity to go, they'll make it a career. And so wish him nothing but the best. And we've got so many games left, and, you know, I'm not too worried about a guy that wasn't open as one game. So just an unfortunate, you know, or fortunate, however you want to look at it, for him. I'm worried about the guys that are in that locker room.
I guess maybe not having much to say to the team afterwards, just to maybe get home. I mean, just how do you view this game, maybe in the broader scale of what you've done over the last month or so?
One game in 20. I mean, everybody in this league's going through, is going through or has gone through a moment. And you can't dwell on it. We got five games in like 9 days. Okay, with the COVID game. So if you think I want to not get home and try to get rest, and we've got Indiana and then Minnesota on Monday and then Northwestern. So we can't dwell on it. We've got to play better. We got to play harder.
Just an off night for Dane. Seemed to play through him well at Iowa and then Rutgers. Is that just a game where he didn't have it?
Yeah. Along with a lot of other dudes.
John, the price of groceries is enough to send somebody into a panic mode these days.
Yeah, especially when the refrigerator goes kaput.
Even more so. We got a call from a customer who had that problem with a freezer load of those expensive groceries.
And that'll keep you awake at night just thinking about it.
Right. So, because Dick Van Dyke stocks the 100 most used parts, we were able to send a factory-trained tech out to her place to fix the problem before she lost any of that food.
And he wasn't some subcontractor either.
Trained right here locally by the team of Dick Van Dyke.
You know, one way to fight inflation?
Yep.
Keep from having to buy expensive stuff twice.
This is Dennis Regan, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store, which means you have the comfort of knowing that if anything goes wrong, we'll make it right. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World. We stand behind what we sell. We offer so much more. Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
If you're looking for a pre-owned car, truck, or van, look no further than Sarah Champagne. You know them for their five incredible vehicle brands, the BMW, Honda, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. But did you know they also have over 100 used cars, trucks, and vans in stock right now? And at Sarah Champagne, they will take care of you. You can trust them. And prices begin at under $2,000. Stop by Sarah Champagne. They're at Burwash and Savoy, or go online, sarahchampagne.com. That's Sarah, S-E-R. RRAChampagne.com. Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he had a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
At Busey Bank, we're proud to serve our local community through financial guidance and community investment. Offering sound advice and actionable insight, Busey builds financial strength, supports homeownership dreams, and offers customized lending strategies, connecting with our neighbors to build stronger communities. Busey Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
Illini fans, your place to pregame is Pia's, with great drink specials and food before Illinois hits the basketball court at the State Farm Center. Take the free Illini shuttle, leaving 30 minutes before each home game. Get there early to ensure your seat, because Pia's free Illini shuttle only makes one run. Stay in good spirits with your plastic cup on the bus on the way to the game. It's Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Go Illini!
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Mattis Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855.
Hi, we're your Prairie Gardens plant experts. Let's talk about winter houseplant care.
Two things you'll want to do is water less and stop fertilizing, because houseplants go dormant in the winter or really slow down. And you'll also want to hold off on doing any repotting until March or so.
It's also a good idea to move your houseplants to where they may get a bit more sun.
Just make sure to keep them away from drafts and vents when you do move them. Come to Prairie Gardens. We are here to answer all your plant questions.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Georgia B at Stevie J Broadcasting, and you are listening to the amazing ESPN Radio 93.5.
time I play one of these songs, I get fired up. Did you know that Illinois football now has a defensive co-coordinator?
I do.
You do, because you know these things before me. It was released this morning. Terrence Jamison been promoted to co-defensive coordinator, defensive line coach. That's what Brett Bielema announced. So he, of course, will work closely with Aaron Henry and the defensive staff to put Illinois in the best possible scenario on that defense. And, of course, Terrence Jamison, a guy that is a good recruiter and did some good stuff with that defensive line. You and I both kind of had the same thought, though. It's like, yeah, I'm not a big fan of the co-coordinator. I'll be honest with you.
I'm not either.
But in the past, we've just had bad – we've had bad things with it. The word things is not what I'm trying to say in there. We've had bad examples of it. We've had bad whatever it is. Anyway, you had it with the Dolphins.
The Dolphins 2 years ago, maybe it was three, had two offensive coordinators when Flores was the head coach.
Oh,
top five defense and like the 31st offense, and it was a train wreck. So
well, and I countered you with the year that Illinois had two offensive coordinators. I think one dude did like first and second downs.
That makes no sense.
The other guy did third. Randy said Illinois softball has started. All right. Let's go, man. The spring. Is there anything better? You know, Ryan, we were talking about. I didn't call you Ryan. I said Ryan Lieber, who joined us. We were talking about how baseball just kind of makes you feel warm, right? You kind of have those thoughts of here comes spring, here comes nicer weather. The Masters is another thing that does that, right? There's no doubt when you start seeing, you know, the Masters in 3 weeks, you know.
Those ads start popping up.
It's a tradition. Unlike
usually happens right around March Madness.
It
too,
does.
So you just kind of get that feeling.
It's like, here we go. All right, Kyle, thanks for filling in again, my friend.
Of course.
Derek Piper will be back tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
I just went all hick on you. Tomorrow, you'll be here, I think. No.
I will.
Okay, and I think Caridia will be here. So we'll visit with her a little bit as well and get us ready for Indiana, and we're going to talk some Cardinals baseball tomorrow. So if you want to step out of the actual station while that happens, that's fine. All right, everybody, have a great night.
Give me my Cubs talk today.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, I got you that. All right, everybody, grill out tonight because this is your last chance, I think, for a while. It's the drive. See ya.
Hey, it's Stevie J. We have a Stever offer for you, the program where I, Stevie J, give you my money and you, wonderful person, spend it and keep it. All right, today from PDR Automotive, you heard me talking about John Marshall, the owner of PDR Automotive, honest, talented, great staff. They can fix your car, truck, van, whatever automobile you have. Today's Stever offer, I'll give you a complete vehicle safety inspection, which is about $100, and then I'll give you another $100 to get whatever you might need fixed. $100 toward repair. The complete vehicle safety inspection. Why not? I'll pay for it. And then if you need stuff, I'll give you another $100 toward anything that might need done. That's your Stever offer from PDR Automotive. So all you have to do is go to GoStever.com, click accept. GoStever.com, click accept if you're interested. You're getting an email tonight if you're a winner. PDR Automotive, GoStever.com, click accept, and good luck.
Invested in our community since 1908. Hi, this is Atta Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana. Maybe you've attended an event at one of the more than 50 organizations First Federal supported last year. We help make our community a better place, and we invite you to visit us and discover better banking for yourself. Experience the exceptional, friendly service from our knowledgeable staff. Speak with real people, not a recording during business hours. We're never too busy for you. Hey, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try. We think you'll love it here. 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. 435-120.
Think warm thoughts and get your summer swimming season lined up now. Purchase your membership for a special discount. Also, 5-punch and 10-punch admission passes as you buy your memberships in person or at the Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center or Phillips Recreation Center. The pool opens Memorial Day weekend. Crystal Lake Park Family Aquatic Center, the Urbana Park District's outdoor pool. Urbana Park District.